Jill.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Wow, it's a young broad on top of it all.
Jesus. I heard a little accent too.
Yeah, I'm from England.
You're from England? Geez, that's unfair completely. I just went to see the movie The Impossible last night. Did you see it by any chance?
I haven't. Did you enjoy it?
Well, I don't know if that's the correct word. I admired it, and it was a great movie. It's a very tense movie. It's the movie about the tsunami, and the people were British.
Oh, yes, of course. It has Ewan McGregor in it, doesn't it?
Is Naomi Watts British, or was she...
She's Australian, but we all sound the same to you guys, I think.
Oh, she's Australian. Right, she sounds... Well, of course, it all sounds the same to us. You can tell the difference?
We can tell the difference. But you all sound the same to us, so...
Let me tell you, we do not sound even anything near the same. We go state to state with all kind of wacky accents.
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
I'm in New York. I'm based in New York. I run a center called the Unova Center in New York City.
You call it what?
The Unova Center. It's a center. It's an acupuncture and Chinese medicine practice in New York City.
Where are you in New York?
We're in downtown Manhattan. We're just by Union Square.
I love Union Square.
It's lovely.
Is that where I go to? What's that cheap store I go to? The Filene's Basement? Is that Union Square?
Oh, goodness. I think it might be.
It's cool.
Yes.
It's called Filene's Basement, but it's about four stories.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
So you're over. That's a nice little neighborhood.
It's lovely.
So if I go to your place, is it a place people can go to, or what goes down at your joint?
Yes. We are one of the largest Chinese medicine practices in the United States, so a lot goes on at our joint, and we treat people for everything. But one of the things that we focus on is fertility and reproduction, and my first book was called Making Babies for that reason, and this book, which is why you were playing Sexual Healing, is called Sex Again.
Did you say something about recharging? Would you say something?
Yes, it's called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. And it's for people who feel like they've lost their mojo and need to reconnect.
No, I thought you said something about fixing a weak erection.
I didn't say that,
oh,
but there was an entire section in the book on how to do that.
There is a section in the book on how
there
to do that?
There is a section in the book about what to do.
Now, I have the book in my hand. It's a very, very nice book. Whoever put it together for you did a beautiful thing.
It's a sexy book, isn't it?
It's a very nice book. I'll tell you the biggest negative in this book.
Do you tell?
No picture of you.
Oh, isn't there one on the back? No. You know what? They edited me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I hadn't noticed until you brought it up.
Oh, wait a minute. You got a picture of this chick?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a very lovely young lady.
Well, thank you so much.
And it's the kind of broad I like. The picture I'm looking at. It's all natural. Very cute British broad. Where are you from?
I'm from Yorkshire in the north of England originally, but I've been here in the United States for about 20 years, so I think I count as one of you now.
Yeah, you're a New Yorker. Is that where they invented the little stupid dog or the pudding?
Oh, both.
Both?
The stupid dog and the pudding, yeah.
The dog and the pudding. Anyways, the book is called, I have it in my hand, and I know we got to sell the ladies' book. The book is called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. And she's got all the tips in there from foods, which I find crazy. And the thing about the penis, we all know, you know, I do a lot of ads for testosterone therapy, which I take, by the way. I'm an older fella.
Uh-huh.
You know, I get testosterone shots, and it works very well, by the way.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
I am married to a much younger woman, and my thing's working pretty good, thanks to the chemicals, I would say. But who's the audience for this book?
You know, I started to write this book for my patients, who were mostly women who were telling me that they wanted to want to have sex again. Surprisingly young women. You know, we often think that people stop feeling like having sex when they get older, but, you know, women in their late 20s, early 30s were telling me, Joe, I just feel too tired and I never think about it, or I'm too stressed to have sex. And I realized that that was sad. And so I went and looked at these 2,000-year-old Taoist texts. And one of the things that I realized, which is actually quite funny, is, of course, sex has not changed in 2,000 years. We're still doing it exactly the same way we always were. Everything else has changed. And so I took these 2,000-year-old texts and brought them up to date, initially for my patients, and I made a six-week program for them, and then they loved it, and that became this book, and now everyone can do it. In fact, you can go online, and you can do it for free. You can sign up to get an email every day for 6 weeks at www.sexagainprogram.com.
Wait a minute, I'm signing up, goddammit. Sexagainprogram.com?
Exactly, sexagainprogram.com. You can sign up. You'll get an email from me every day with a tip. Some of them are about kissing.
I say
kiss longer than it takes to sneeze.
Sexagainprogram.com.
That's right.
So, listen, LaBee, it's funny because in some of the ads I've been doing recently, the word libido is in the script. And I asked some of the announcers in my studio. They didn't even know what the word meant. But libido, of course, is basically sex drive.
It is.
Just sex drive, yeah. And I know I'm a degenerate gambler, and I play a lot of poker. Some older fellows that seem it's gone. Some guys in their late 40s lose their libido and say goodbye to it. They don't even care. I feel terrible for these cats. I'm way older, and my libido's got issues. It's so working so good.
Well, this is a great thing to hear. But yes, it's a sad thing to let go of, and sometimes people do, and they don't think it's important. But your sexual connection with another human being is actually really important, and that's why I wrote the book.
Guess who we know?
Who?
We know someone you don't know, and you maybe should.
Oh, do tell.
There's a girl in our neighborhood. You listening?
I am.
That started a business called a Snuggery.
I think I've heard of this.
She has made it onto national TV.
Yes.
And guess where? She just went to Beirut last week. And listen to what she does. This is what she says she does.
Yes.
And she's been in our studio a number of times. She's a very comely young lass. She hugs men for like a half an hour, Polly.
Yeah.
Half an hour sets. You lay on a bed and hug with this broad.
That's very sweet.
I brought it up to you because I know that you all understand this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because human connection is so important.
It's very important. And, we all need hugs to keep going. And if
Come
you
on.
Don't have anyone to hug you, I imagine the Snuggery is a great idea.
See? And she swears she ain't giving up any peach.
Yeah.
And it's hard to see. As a man with some still working libido, I don't think I could hug a good-looking chick for half an hour without something dancing in my pants.
Well, yes. Did she tell you whether that happens and what she does about it?
Well, she says that she's trying to tell me she ain't nothing's going on. I find it. I know that I couldn't do it. I'm just telling you. I'm not trying to brag, say I'm oversexed, anything. I'm just telling you. If I'm snuggling with this bra, my Pecker's doing the wiggle wobble.
Yes, well, I guess she just ignores it.
I guess that's what she does. But now she just went to Beirut to be on a TV show, and she opened a second location and hired some snugglers.
Good Lord.
Now,
I don't even know what to say, except good luck to her.
Now, in the book, and once again, it's Sex Again. Recharging Your Libido. She has doctors chipping in here, and it's a beautiful, beautiful looking book, but you are also, if you are not yourself, you have working for you herbologists. Correct?
I do. I am a herbologist, and I have plenty of really talented herbologists working for me. We do acupuncture and Chinese herbs at the Unova Center, so that's what we're doing.
Now, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
If I asked you to just tell me your two, because I used to take like 16 herbs a day. I went through, believe me, I've done TM. I'm an old hippie, and these days that's corny, but I'm an old hippie, so I've done all the stuff from TM to Zen to friggin' meditation, which is the same thing, to herbs. But if you could only tell me two herbs I should be eating, what would you tell me?
Oh, you know what? There is no one-size-fits-all solution, actually, and that's where people go wrong with herbs. They take the wrong herb. For instance, there's a herb for libido called horny goatweed. Isn't that a great name? And it's great for some types of men with low libido, some types, but not for others, and it can really mess other people up. So you actually do need to see a herbalist and get a formula that's tailored to you. It's kind of dangerous to just go out out and take a libido tonic. People have low libido for different reasons, as you know. Some of it's emotional, some of it's low testosterone, and some of these herbs are very, you know, help your body produce testosterone. But if you've got too much testosterone, that might be a really bad idea, and you'll get angry and hit someone. So I think there's no one-size-fits-all solution, and you're going to need to see a herbalist.
Do you have herbs in this book?
We do. We have herbs for different conditions, some, and we make food suggestions too. But mostly this book is about Taoist sexercises. There are all these ancient sexercises.
We like sexercises.
Yes, it's fun. This is a fun book to practice. 6 weeks of sexercises. You start kind of slow and build your way up to sort of expert level Taoist sexology.
I happen to be looking at some sexercises as we speak.
In the book?
In the book.
Yes, the little pink figures in the book.
I'm looking at the rabbit.
Yes. They have interesting names. These are the traditional names from the ancient Taoists, the dragon, the rabbit. They don't sound all that sexy, do they? The mandarin ducks joined.
Well, I'll tell you this. The turtle looks pretty good to me. I like a little turtle.
Well, I think you should do the turtle and report back.
Now, I want to tell you one more thing. I spent a couple of weeks in Manhattan because I was getting treated for cancer at Sloan Kettering. And while I was there, I would get acupuncture.
Oh, yes, they do a lot of
No, I didn't get it there. I want to see if you know my girl.
Tell me.
Because I think I was getting acupuncture from the top broad in New York.
Really?
And I know you got your own joint, but I'm going to tell you her name.
Yes.
Marlise.
Marlise. I have not heard of Marlise, but she sounds great. Did she help?
Listen to me. She's a Brazilian broad.
Uh-huh.
And she's right across, you know where the Beacon Theater is?
I do.
It's right she's in that building right across the street.
Well, that's great.
And according to these rich people that paid for me, she was like, I tried to get an appointment for a very fancy, you can't even get in to see this broad. I can't believe you don't, I thought maybe she was famous in town.
Well, maybe it's just me, though. Maybe she is, and maybe I just haven't heard of her, but she does sound great.
But look at you. You got a whole center.
Yeah, we're the biggest acupuncture practice in the United States these days. We have a big center.
Marlee's all alone up in there.
Well, but maybe she likes it that way.
Do you have a place where a schmuck can just stop in and walk around and buy herbs and stuff?
We have to prescribe them. So you have to come and talk to us. But, yeah, we prescribe herbs.
No, but what I'm saying is, can you walk into your joint?
You can. It's a shop front. It's lovely. It's like a very relaxing spa. You would love it. Next time you're in New York, you have to come and see us.
Well, give us the address.
It's at 74 East 11th Street.
74 East 11th.
And that's just down from Union Square.
74 East 11th, and the name of the joint?
Is the Unova Center.
The UNIVO?
It's YINOVA, Unova Center.
YINOVA.
Yeah.
And go in there and meet Sister Jill Blakeway.
Mm-hmm.
English broad who's now a Manhattanite, and get this book, Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido, and the website, sexagainprogram.com, a free tip from Sister Jill daily for how long?
For 6 weeks.
So enough weeks that I'll be banging like a monkey.
Well, good for you.
Nice talking to you, honey.
Great talking to you, too.
Good luck with